Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion. Jesus is the answer
for the world today. Kreste, inhlamulo ya hinkwaso. Corner of Wisdom with Minister Dr. Elijah Mashangani. I now present to you the renowned Minister Dr. Elijah Mashangani.
Special greetings to all the audiences and the listeners of Christ is the Answer, Kreste Inhlamulo, Corner of Wisdom. Revive Us Again is the title to our message for this week. I also have a subtitle, Digging the Wells of Revival. For your information, I stole this subtitle from one of my bestseller book titled Digging the Wells of Revival in Africa and Beyond. If you want to dig more into this book, you Google and this book is available to all, and it will trigger something in you to develop thirst, hunger, passion, and desire for genuine revival. I have taken from Psalm 85 verses 6 and 8 as a text for our message titled Revive Us Again. Old and New Testament biblical foundation for digging the wells of revival. Let me provide some insights or revival from God. Number one, the context of revival is not what revival is all about. Number two, the triggers of revival. Number three, pre-revival rekindled. Number four, levels of revival reign. Number five, the fruit or outcome of revival. If you can catch those five, you will develop capacity to understand some of the necessary knowledge about revival. Remember, number one, the context of revival is not revival is all about or triggering of revival. And two, the triggers of revival. Number three, pre-revival rekindled. Four, levels of revival reign. Five, the fruit or outcome of revival. These five guidelines should help us as we think on the title Revive Us Again and the subtitle Digging the Wells of Revival. There is an urgent need for revival from God, the Holy Spirit. One, we need revival globally. Two, the world is falling apart. Number three, clouds of World War III are dangerously low. Four, the world is about to blow up in flames. So we urgently need God's intervention. Don't forget those words. We urgently need God's intervention. There is a need for national, continental, and global repentance, prayer, humbleness, and turning away from sin. The whole world must go back to God. Judgment must start in the church. The church must first be revived in order to carry out Christ's mandate and the Great Commission. Allow me to also comment that not all what we call revival is really revival from God. There is also what I call paper revival. Have you seen somebody lighting up a heap of papers? They burn and make big flames. Yet that flame doesn't last long. It's like in some circles, what we call revival is not revival from God. It is not also revival from the devil. It is revival from ourselves. There are three major spirits that govern people, the spirit of God, the spirit of man, and the spirit of the devil. We often blame the devil for things that he has never done. And we also associate God with some blunders we are making. We should not do that. There is revival from God. There is also revival from man. What is man's revival? It is when a person opens his voice full blast, and you think that is revival. You have a good voice, you can turn it full blast, and there is nothing wrong in that, but don't call it revival. You have a good, clear voice, even when it is turned up and it is full blast, and it is still clear. So don't confuse a full blast voice with revival. Revival is not low voice or high voice. And revival is not a new chorus that is sung over and over again. And revival is not physical gymnastics of squeaking, shaking, and falling. Even if you fall, when you get up, you must walk straight. If Jesus prayed for you and you fell, he would still say to you, arise and walk. What is important is to arise and walk than to remain on the floor sick because you fell from some laying and on of hands. Revival is not shouting and saying certain slogans. Fire, fire. Fire will not come because you said fire. The Holy Spirit is more than fire. The Holy Spirit is God. The Holy Spirit raised Jesus from the dead. The Holy Spirit was there in creation. He hoofed upon the waters. So we must not limit God to our habits and our influences that comes from our cultures. What is revival? Revival is God's intervention. Revival is reviving the church from lukewarmness, from tradition which is stronger than constitution, from religious practices without any spiritual experience. So revival is more than habits, is more than training, it is more than even homiletics, it is more than even hermeneutics. The Holy Spirit moves the way he likes, and he likes the way he moves. When we are filled with the Holy Spirit and full of revival, we will manifest fruit of the Spirit: self-discipline, self-control, self-respect, holiness, and purity. When we are full of revival and the Holy Spirit, we will have that zeal, enthusiasm, liveliness, excitement. God will become alive in our prayers, in our praise and worship. When we praise and when we worship, like Paul and Silas in the Philippian jail, even the foundations of the jail will be shaken. The Holy Spirit is real, and the Holy Spirit is God. Revival is not the usual. Revival is the miraculous. Where there is revival, people get saved, demons are cast, people are healed, miracles take place, the dead are raised, and people are renewed, and there is liveliness, and there is prayers, worship, fasting, repentance, and turning away from wickedness, and there is humbleness and humility and making right with God. May God send revival on earth. When that revival has come, it will revive morals, integrity, the economy, agriculture, discipline, leadership. The world will become a better place for all because revival shall have come. May God bless you as you pray for revival from God. I Elijah loy ange riperile.
For more information about Dr. Elijah Mashanganyi's bestseller books, events, and other resources, please visit www.elijahmashanganyi.org or follow Dr. Elijah Mashanganyi on Facebook and Instagram.
Share our passion for life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729, and our care center will gladly contact you. to pray for you. Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.